When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, Episode 36.
Without further delay. Your guru. Your guide to a better life through real estate investing. Matt Theriault.
Hello and greetings from the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, the podcast that's going to show you how to build wealth through creative real estate investing. So you'll have the option to realistically retire in the next 10 years or less and enjoy the good life while you're still young enough to do so. You know, we're all blessed with a very small amount of time here on this earth, and no one should be doing anything that they don't want to do while you're here. You got to live life to the fullest, and that's what real estate investing has enabled me to do, and that's what I want to give to you. I want to give you all of the information that I got in my head that allowed me to create that type of independence for myself. I want to give that to you. That's what this show's all about. My name is Matt Theriault, author, full-time real estate investor, and family man. And if this is your first time listening to this show, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. You're going to want to do two things, though. First, go back and listen to episode one for the ground rules of the show. And two, download the free real estate investing course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. And you can get that at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's a step-by-step course of where I unveil the mystery around doing deals with no money or credit. You see, I've built my entire business, my entire real estate portfolio has been built on 12 specific strategies of how to invest in real estate using none of my money, none of my own credit. In fact, I don't even have credit. So I don't have that option even if I did. And this free real estate investing course gives you the first two strategies that I use that I got started using. They are the two easiest strategies also. So I'm giving that to you for free at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's been a couple of weeks now, right? I think I was lagging a little bit, but it's great to be back. I just got back from Memphis, and all is well there in the South, in case you were wondering. I love that place. I have so much fun when I go there. It hardly seems like it's work. I just love the people. I love the environment. I love the recreation and the fun and the extracurricular activities. And, you know, I even managed to squeeze in some work in between all of that. And I went out there to see my 14-unit building for the first time since the rehab project, since the rehab had been completed. And I got to say, I was very pleased. My team did an awesome job. I've got 100% occupancy, and I just received my second rent roll. So it appears that all has come together as planned. Awesome. I mean, we did take a few unexpected detours, but hey, that's just real estate. It happens. It happens in every single deal. And if you think it's not going to happen, then, you know, maybe this isn't for you. A little bit delusional there, because stuff does go wrong with real estate. It goes wrong every single time. And that's why we have escrow, by the way. Escrow is really just the problem solving period. It's where you got to overcome all the challenges. But most of my challenges, they came after I owned the property. A lot of things that I took for granted that I probably should have known better. I took some people's word on a few things, and I probably should have verified that information. But nonetheless, if you buy right and you're prepared for those types of things and you've got those types of safety nets in place, like I've always put in place, you know, all is well. And the end result is really just what counts, and everything ended up just perfectly. Okay? Just the road getting there wasn't so perfect, but it ended up perfectly. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna post before and after pictures, and I'll post the numbers as well as soon as I get a chance. I know I've been promising that. I'm going to do it. I've just been procrastinating a little bit. It's somewhat of a daunting task to pull all that information together, but I'm going to do that for you. So it's probably even better now that it's all complete and you get a whole picture of what happened. Also, while I was in Memphis, I checked up on some of the turnkey properties that I've recently wholesaled. Again, my team did an awesome job. I was very pleased. I was happy. My clients were happy. And, you know, that's really the goal at the end of the day. And I actually did something that I had never done before. I took one of my coaching clients to Memphis with me to show him the operation and show him how everything worked, and showed him what, you know, what I've put together and how it started and how it's grown. And I just showed him all the working pieces that are involved in, you know, putting together a turnkey real estate investing operation. And he also happens to be an Epic Pro Academy member, and he also recently purchased a couple of investment properties there in Memphis of his own. So we were out there together for multiple purposes, I guess you could say. We were killing several birds with one stone, so to speak. And I actually have him on the phone. I'm not going to tell too much of his story. I'm going to let him share his story, and I'm going to let him share his experience out there in Memphis and also his experience overall thus far as a budding real estate investor. I mean, just 2 months in the game, and he's already produced some really great results. And, you know, it just goes to show you, if you want to get started investing in real estate and you want to produce fast results, there's one thing that you got to do. There's just one thing that you got to do. And you've heard me say it before, but I bet right now you have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say. Maybe you do, but you got to do one thing. You got to move at the speed of instruction. Don't waste time getting ready to get ready. That paralysis analysis thing, it'll kill you every time. Just move at the speed of instruction. And that's really one of the biggest things that I harp on with my coaching clients. I mean, when you learn something, go do it. Go do it and do it as soon as you learn it. I mean, to get going fast, you must simply just, you got to travel with faith in this business. You got to travel with faith really in anything new that you're taking on. You got to travel with faith. You have to travel as far as you can see. And when you get there, I promise you, I swear to you, you will see further. And my guest today is really the epitome of that. I mean, after a coaching session or after watching one of the lessons in the academy, I said, just go do it. And he goes and does it. And I'm sure enough, 24, 48 hours later, he says, I did it. Now what? And we've done enough of that. I did it. Now what? I did it. Now what? That he's actually making progress and he's producing great results. I mean, he's already has two cash flowing properties to his name, and he's implementing his marketing. The marketing is out and it's going out there, and he's put systems in place even. So he's not even doing the marketing anymore. His phone is ringing. He's talking to sellers. He's analyzing deals and he's submitting offers. And it's no wonder that he's getting results. I mean, if you just focused on those activities that I just named there and you performed them consistently, I mean, if you did your marketing and you got your phone to ring and you talked to sellers, I mean, you actually talked to them and you actually analyzed deals and then you actually submit offers. There's the biggie. That's where a lot of people break down in their whole process. They do their marketing, they get their phone ring, they might even talk to sellers, but they never actually submit the offer. They never actually submit it. And he's submitting offers. And it's no wonder that he's getting results. I mean, if you just focused on those and you perform those activities consistently and you just let the numbers play out, just do it long enough to let the numbers play out, you will do deals. You're going to do lots of deals. And it's going to start off slow in the beginning. It always does. It starts off slow. But you know, when you get 60 days in, you get 120 days in, a lot of the activity you did right now won't even start to produce any sort of fruit until maybe 90 days, 120 days from now. But once you are, if you're doing it consistently, you know, you get 6 months down the road and all of a sudden all this activity is building on top of each other and it's compiling. And all of a sudden you're doing deals. You're doing lots of deals. That's how it works. Okay. So on the phone, I am joined today by Mr. Kevin Cook. Kevin, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast.
Thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here too. You know, I kind of led in and told everybody a little bit about you and why we're having this conversation today. But, you know, just in your words, tell me about yourself and your background and what you do for a living, stuff like that.
Well, let's see. I'm 40-something years old. Mm-hmm. I've been in the film entertainment business since I was about 18. I kind of followed my father's footsteps into the business. I work on set in production and basically put in a lot of hours at work. I leave for work usually about 5:30 in the morning, and I'm on set till probably about 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Those are heavy hours.
Yeah. It doesn't leave a whole lot of time, especially when you have a family as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate to get home and see my kids before they go to bed.
Right.
Most nights, but some nights I'm not. So it's a lot of hours, but it's exciting in the same breath. You know, we do a lot of fun, exciting things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that since you're 18?
Yeah, I actually, even before that, because I followed my father, I used to go to work with him on film sets when, you know, from the time I was 12 years old. And I think I actually got my first film credit when I was 15 on a really like bad B movie.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know, it was exciting, and that was kind of what led me to get into the business.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you get to schmooze with celebrities and stuff?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the benefit. You get to meet a lot of famous people, and then you just realize most of them are just people just like you, and mm-hmm. you become jaded, just in the sense that you don't, you know, when you work with them long enough, especially on TV series, that they're just normal people, most of them, and then you're usually surprised by one or two how they think they're, you know, better than maybe the rest of us.
I know what you wanted to say, but that's okay.
Politically correct. You never know who's listening.
Got it. Well, there's no room for being politically correct on this show, so speak freely.
All right.
Very good. So what do you actually do on the set?
I am in charge of the camera dolly, and the camera dolly is basically the cameras that are operated to film the show sit on a dolly, and the dolly basically is a four-wheel instrument where the camera operator sits on, and you can... It has a hydraulic lift that goes up and down, and you roll it around to follow the actors with. Mm-hmm. Also, we work with cranes and other different kinds of machinery to create camera movement within the shows. So whenever you're watching that movie that you're watching on a TV show or commercial, you see the cameras moving. Usually I'm the guy behind there moving it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, they need somebody for everything on that to make that happen, don't they?
Yeah, you just never know. And it's one of those jobs that you just kind of fall into because you don't go to school for it. There's no training for it. It's mm-hmm. One of those kind of who you know, and you just go, hey, what's that guy doing over there? And you go over and you ask him, and you just start doing it. And then next thing you know, you're doing it.
Got it. Wow. And I was going to say, you sounds like you come from a life that's, you know, very far removed from real estate, but in some respects, that's kind of how you get involved in real estate as well. What was it about real estate that initially attracted you?
Well, I think the first thing about it is, like you said, it's a lot different than what I'm doing now. It's a lot different in the sense that it seems like there's a little more freedom. You know, where when I report to work, I have to report to a studio, and I have to be there at a certain time, and I have to be there until they tell me I can't. You know, I can go home, mm-hmm. and if I don't like it, then they can replace me tomorrow. There's no job security within it whatsoever. There's nobody out there finding me work. I have to find my own work. And I just kind of like the idea of trying something different, seeing that I've been in this business my whole life. And it seemed like there's a lot of freedom within real estate. It seemed that there's a lot of different directions you can go. And I just kind of like the idea of having that freedom.
Got it. So how long have you been considering it, or how long have you been thinking about it?
Well, let's see. I started reading books probably the end of the 90s, late 90s, I've started reading books on it. And, you know, I would say at first I was just kind of interested in it and didn't really take it serious. It was just something that I like to read about. But as the years have gone on and, you know, at that time I had a family and, you know, I've had kids and more responsibilities, and I want the more freedom to spend with them. And it just is grown on me. And at the same time, I hadn't really seen anything, a way in, I guess. I hadn't seen anything to where I could apply it mm-hmm. into my life until recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What do you think has really gotten in your way and prevented you from getting started until now?
Well, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of build your lifestyle to around the money that you make. And we kind of got into a position where, you know, like any time you change careers or any time you get involved in anything else, you kind of have to take a step back. And at that time, my wife wasn't working. She's also in the entertainment business. And when we had our kids, our goal was for her to be able to stay home with the kids. So we were just getting by on my salary for the year. And so it really didn't leave me any room for change. Mm-hmm. And as the time's gone on, our kids have gotten older now. They're 11 and 9. And my wife's going back to work. And so it's kind of enabled me a little bit more freedom. I've also been lucky got to the point where I've had to stay because I've been on TV shows where the shows have just continued to go on. You know, a lot of times in the film business, you do a two-month, you do a movie, you do a 2-3 month project, you have time in between. Mm-hmm. And I've been fortunate. I've been on two TV shows now. I'm on NCIS Los Angeles now, and I've done 3 years on that. And before that, I worked on the show ER for 8 years, to where I was working 10 months a year, and I had 2 months, you know, summer vacation in between. But I was kind of locked in. And when you get a good show in the film business, you keep it. I mean, it's just kind of how it is. You get the steady work, and you don't have to travel, and it's just kind of how it is.
Right, right. I mean, that's pretty much this. I mean, even though it's, you know, you have a different type of business that you're in, it's very much a similar story that, you know, most of America is in. You know, you get to a point where you start acquiring debt and you start getting used to a lifestyle, and, you know, you're kind of trapped and unable to make that leap.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I guess the only part of it for us where we were actually really fortunate has been with our timing. My wife and I both have owned rental property before, but it was back when we were younger, in our 20s, and we had bought it separately. We weren't together at that point, and each of us were able to sell the properties that we owned before we had kids, and then use that money to buy a house in Southern California where we are.
Got it. Got it. So you know, when you're in the movie business, you don't leave a job if you get a good gig, especially a long-standing gig. What was it that happened that led you to make your decision right now to, like, okay, I'm going to do it right now?
Well, just looking down at the future, where I work, you know, that you work with all kinds of people. You work with people in their 20s all the way up through their 60s. And my job is, you know, it's a physical job, as most of the jobs on a film set are. I mean, besides having to be there for 12 to 14 hours a day and stand a lot and just focus, it's, as you get older, it gets harder. And I probably didn't think about it much when I was in my 20s and 30s because I was younger and it didn't really affect me. As I get older, I start coming home and my back starts hurting more and my feet start hurting. And I look at a lot of the older guys I work with. Like I said, I have worked with guys who are in their 50s and 60s. I just see that wear and tear on them physically becoming harder. And it's also, it's a young man's business where the older you get, the harder it is to find work. And I see the writing on the wall. And one thing I've always been kind of good about is looking ahead and seeing what's coming up and trying to make decisions before it's too late. And this just seems like the right time and the right opportunity to find something. You know, I was a big fan of Robert Kiyosaki, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that just kind of spoke to me when I first listened to the audiobooks, and that just kind of was what, I guess that woke me up.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, it woke up just about anyone that's ever read that book, I think. So you did make a decision. It was obvious because, you know, when we met, it was just like one action after the other, and you took massive action. You jumped all in. You became a member of the Academy. You became a coaching client of mine. I mean, this is something that you're taking very seriously, isn't it?
You know, probably the most serious thing I've taken outside of, you know, getting married and initially starting in the film business, and maybe even more so because, like I said, I fell into the film business. It wasn't something I was seeking out. I fell into it. And with this, I knew I've been looking for something, and I just kind of had this conversation with my wife the other day. I knew I'd been looking for something, and like a lot of people, you're looking for something, but you don't really know what you're looking for. And I don't know if it's the same with other people, but for me, when I see something and I know that's what I want, I mean, it's clear to me. Mm-hmm. And this kind of spoke to me. This is where I kind of went, okay, this is it. This is the thing I've been looking for.
Got it. Got it. You know, that's definitely obvious that's who you are. So what has been your experience thus far inside of the Academy? What do you like best about it?
I would say all the information. I mean, it is just overwhelming how much information is there. And I don't claim to be the quickest learner or the, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed. Mm-hmm. So I've probably watched, I wouldn't say I've watched every video 5-10 times, but when I'll watch a video, I'll watch it, and then I'll move on to the next video, and I'll go, wait a minute, and I'll go back to the last video. There's just so much information and so much knowledge. It's hard, you know, it's hard to not get overwhelmed by it, but at the same time, it's great because you never get bored by it. Mm-hmm. I love that part. I love that there's so much to learn.
Awesome. Well, so what about the academy has probably made the biggest difference for you?
Let's see. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that.
Well, are there any, have you come across, say, any epiphanies or any busted myths or, you know, anything that's information that you like, oh, aha, that's how you do it, okay? It's, I mean, anything like that, just like kind of turning points or revelations?
Oh, man, there's been so much. I can't even point to one. There's, you know, I just complete novice when it comes to real estate. I didn't understand, you know, 3/4 or maybe more of what people were saying when they were talking real estate. I barely understood what escrow meant. You know, it was like, I thought I knew some, I didn't know anything. And to be able, for me, the exciting part is now when I have conversations with people or when I hear people talking, I can kind of understand what they're saying and I picking up on it and I can actually join the conversations. And, you know, like I said, that's exciting to me to just be learning. And, you know, I feel like, you know, once you've been doing your job, even a job like mine where you've been doing it for 25 years, even though, like we always say, there's something new every day, mm-hmm. it's not really as new as something else. You know, jumping into real estate, is it really is just so much new every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that never stops, actually. I've said it so many times that, you know, every transaction, there's a handful of invaluable lessons that you'll definitely want to remember for the next time. So that never stops. So that's what you get to look forward to in the future.
That's great. It's exciting.
It is. It is. It's a fun business. How has the coaching helped you?
The coaching's been great. The coaching has been, you know, like I said, I'm not the quickest of learners. And so as much information as you have on your site, there's still stuff where I'm just kind of scratching my head going, okay, you know, and it's because it's not phrased a certain way and maybe I hadn't found it at the time. And it's so great for me to be able to contact you, just send you an email in between, you know, coaching or write down notes. And then when we speak, just to go, okay, Matt, I watched this video. Can you go into a little more detail about what you said here? Can you explain this a little more thoroughly? You know, and it's awesome. It's, you know, my wife, you know, she's into it and she was kind of like, well, if you've already signed up for all the classes, what are you going to get out of the coaching that you're not getting out of the classes? And, you know, once I told her, you know, that I'm just getting so much more out of it, she's totally behind it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's good feedback. Good to hear. So this has been your journey now a couple of months. What have you accomplished this far? What can you look back and look that you're proud of and what can you speak of right now?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I've purchased 2 properties using Cashflow Savvy. We've got 2 properties in Memphis and I got a chance to go back and visit them with you last week. And, you know, I couldn't say more how easy it was going through the process. It was, you know, about as easy as you could possibly get buying a property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just, as soon as we mentioned that we wanted to do it, we spoke with you and your team and you sent us the information and we put money in escrow and we got property reports on the properties. We submitted some offers and we didn't get the first couple, but I think we got the third offer and the fourth offer accepted. And initially we were only going to go with one, but we were excited and realized quickly that we could purchase 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go with both and the whole thing, I mean, was very painless. I think we started at the beginning of May and I think we had the first offers. We had everything accepted maybe within a week or two and we closed escrow on I think May 18th on the first one. And then 4 days later on the 22nd for the second property.
Mm-hmm.
So that part's been exciting because as much as I wanted the education and I wanted to work with you, I just had this gnawing within me that I need rental property. And especially after getting my taxes done the last couple of years and just getting killed on taxes, I really, really wouldn't have been able to focus as much on the academy if I still didn't have property. I would be so eager, you know, that probably I would have rushed through and possibly made some mistakes. But so now having 2 properties in my back pocket, I've actually been able to relax and really dig in deep with the academy and really try to just absorb all the information.
You know, you mentioned that you joined me on a trip to Memphis this past week to go and look at your properties. And we haven't discussed much about what you got out of it. I mean, we were in conversation the whole time, but now that you've been back home for a week and you've been able to reflect, what was your experience? What did you learn? And you know, was it worth it?
Well, it's kind of like you said, it's one thing to read things and learn about things and read things on the internet and read things on your webpage. But when you actually get out there and do it, it's a whole nother thing. And I think watching you go through the process and speaking with property managers and speaking with the realtors and looking at properties, it really kind of sinks in and it really kind of seems real. And I got to see how you apply what you teach and how you use it and when you use it. And I thought that was, it's really, really valuable. Like, so for me, when I go out there, it will give me the confidence because I got to see how it's actually done. Because, it's, like I said, it's one thing to read about it, but until you actually see it happen, it's definitely a little nerve wracking. So,
What do you think were the two or three big things that you walked away with from that trip that will, just make the future that much easier for you?
Number one, I would say property management. I really got to see how important your team is at property management as far as having a realtor, especially when you're purchasing out of state because you're not able to meet with people regularly. You get to go out of state and who knows, I don't know when the next time I'll head back to Memphis is, but getting to meet the team out there, it was, I have a really good feeling because whenever you go into, adventure, people would ask me questions like, well, what do you know? You haven't seen anything. Do you know this? And so getting to go out there and see it firsthand, it just makes it real. Mm-hmm. And getting to speak with the people who are actually going to be taking care of my property and getting to see the property itself. I mean, it makes it all real. I come home now and I have no doubts about what's going on out there. I feel like I'm in good hands.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I'm ready to move on the next deal.
Perfect. And speaking of when you saw the properties, because mm-hmm. I mean, you did it extend to me a great deal of faith and trust. And mm-hmm. we didn't know each other very well. I mean, other than just through the academy and a couple emails and some phone calls and then our coaching experience. Mm-hmm. What was your impression the first time you actually saw the properties? And what were you thinking? What were you expecting? And then did it meet your expectations?
Oh, honestly, it met and exceeded. I mean, you sent me, as soon as we, decided that we wanted to send an offer on the property, you sent me like a 15-page report on each property. And it was filled with, detailed photos and had detailed specs on everything. So I had a pretty good idea on what the properties were. And, between the photos and everything, I felt like I'd kind of like been there before already. Mm-hmm. But, when you get there, it felt like I'd been there before. I guess that's the best way to say it. And it did exceed, I got to see it with the repairs because on the flyer, obviously it was before any work was done on the properties, but I was excited. Mm-hmm. I was really excited. The properties looked great. The repair work was great.
Cool.
I couldn't say more about it.
Cool. Yeah. And that question might've come off and someone that's listening right now might've been a self-serving question or, a shameless plug or promotion of what I was leading you down, what I wanted you to say, but that's not what I was trying to do at all. What I was trying to point out was just how important a team is. And you talked about it several times and, you got to meet the property manager, you got to meet the contractor, you got to meet the realtor and you got to meet their staff, their support staff. And, it's just so important in real estate investing and whether that's local real estate investing or out of state investing. The team is everything. I mean, you could go and Google the top 10 cash flowing markets in the country. And if you don't have a management team there, they're not going to cash flow for you, And so it's just, I do as much due diligence in the team as possible. In fact, I do as much due diligence in my teams as I do the actual properties. And I was asking that question because I just wanted to, I was actually kind of asking to see if I did my job properly. I mean, I know they're performing for me, but I wanted to get someone else's impression from the outside. So that's why I asked that question. So thank you for sharing that, because as you saw, it was pretty easy. It was pretty seamless, you know?
Yeah, it really was. It was definitely a well-oiled machine. Definitely, your people are great. I can't say enough good things about them. They made me feel like I was, you know, an important client, not just another person or another, you know, other guy coming in from California, you know, not another number. It felt like I, you know, mm-hmm. like I was part of the team, or they were part of my team.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for saying that.
Sure.
So you've got two properties behind you. You've got some mm-hmm. cash flow coming in, and what's next? What real estate activities are you doing right now, or what are your day-to-day activities right now, and what are you looking for?
Well, I'm trying to get my business up and running. I've been, you know, besides studying, I've been trying to set up, or I should say I have been setting up, you know, landing pages. I've been getting yellow letters. I've actually sent out some yellow letters. I've been, you know, advertising on classified, you know, classified ads and doing all the things that you've been teaching. I did my sample with the yellow letters, and I got some responses, and I had some interesting phone calls, and I'm to the point where I want more, and I'm very motivated right now, and so I decided that I'm going to go with one of the yellow letter companies, because I want to start getting some movement for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still in that unknown phase. You know, you talk about the money, where the money will come from and stuff like that. And I haven't got to that point yet where I've actually needed to find the money. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to now to landing my first deal, so I can start learning about that part. I can start learning, where do I need the money, or where do I get the money, and how is this all going to work? And, you know, like I said, that's part of the exciting part for me, is to move on to the next phase now mm-hmm. and start working on that.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, there's really no doubt in my mind that you're going to experience that either, because you are moving at the speed of instruction, as we like to say. And you're just doing it, and you saw how it worked, and, you know, and you're trusting the system. And there's no doubt in my mind, if you keep up with the activities, you're going to get the results.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's nice to have, you know, a mentor, to have someone to, you know, kind of bounce off, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of guide me along, keep me inside the lines. And, you know, like I said, I'm motivated and I want to move, but I just want, you know, it's good to know that you're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I mean, shoot, you know, I don't think any of us would have ever made it if there wasn't at least like one person or even a group of people to direct us in the right way. And, you know, I certainly had a large group of people that helped me out. So it's awesome that you're getting that same experience. What do you see now, Kevin, in your future for real estate investing?
I want to go big, Matt. I want to go big. I want to be a real estate investor. I want to do this full time. I mean, I'm to the point where I'm ready to make the jump. You know, me and my wife have been having discussions about that, and I'm to the point where you're either in or you're out. You're either, like you said, you're either a full-time real estate investor or you're a part-time real estate investor. And I don't want to be a part-time investor. I don't have time to be a part-time investor. You know, and like I said, in my job, there's either full-time or no time. There's no part-time in the film industry. So I'm looking at right now making the transition to possibly becoming full-time real estate investor. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what excites me right now. That's what is motivating me.
Cool. That's awesome. You know, you mentioned your wife a few times, and I wanted to ask you a question that it's made me think of. One of the most common questions I get, or the most common challenges that people share with me, is that the lack of support from their friends and family, their associates, and most specifically, I've seen, you know, the spouse can really be the dream killer. I mean, they want the mm-hmm. best for themselves. They want the best for their family. They want the best for you, the spouse, but you know that they really can, you know, it can interfere if you guys aren't on the same page financially or on the same page with your ambitions. How has that been with you since you decided, you know, a couple months ago and you made this all out commitment to take this on?
Well, it's been a little tough. There's times, like you said, you have to be on the same page, and you have to understand what, you know, obviously we know that we're both working for the same goal and we're both working for the same things. Like I said, with both of us in the film business, we both work a lot of hours. In fact, we have a full-time nanny because we both work a lot of hours. And if, for instance, if I have to take time off from the film business to do real estate, that means she's going to have to pick up the slack in that area until we get up and running. Mm-hmm. And with her job and her working, she doesn't have obviously the same amount of time to research and learn from the academy and see where this is going. You know, she kind of has to take a leap of faith with me, as you know, I have with you. So there is a little bit of that, and I, you know, I have to explain it to her, and she obviously has to be willing to believe what I'm saying and believe in me. And, you know, fortunately for me, I'm in that situation. I can certainly see how it could cause a lot of problems, especially if you're in a situation with us where we have, you know, kids now who are, you know, our kids are just as busy as we are, and we don't have a lot of free time, and we don't have a lot of excess money to play with. That, you know, it's kind of you either decide that you're going to go for it or you're not going to go for it, and you're going to sit back and keep your life the same way. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for me, my wife, you know, she's willing to go with me. And so that motivates me. And that also, you know, puts it on me that, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it work because she was willing to take this leap of faith with me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, it's good. Rochelle is awesome. And I can see how she is a great support for you. And, you know, you just kind of move around and you're moving comfortably and, you know, I can tell you have you're a little bit nervous about what the future holds. There's a little uncertainty there, but mm-hmm. you've also got the support, and you've seen what you've done so far has worked. And you know, if you just keep doing, like I say, you do the right activity, you're doing consistently, and you're doing long enough, you can't help but succeed. It's guaranteed. So that's what the future lies forward for you. In my opinion, just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thanks. Like I said, I'm very excited, Matt, and you know, very motivated. So if I look at it this way, if it doesn't work for me, it's not going to be because of lack for effort. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work for me, then I don't know what the problem is, because I'm willing to do what it takes to make it work. And, you know, I believe in the system. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, cool. So, Kevin, would you be open to say coming back in a few months and then, you know, let's speak more about your progress and what's come about. Would you be open to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Perfect. Hopefully I'll have a lot to speak about when I come back next time.
Yeah, you will if I have anything to do with it.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, cool. I know you're a busy guy. I know you've got the kids, and I appreciate you taking time out to just kind of share your experience. So thank you very much, and we'll chat soon.
My pleasure, Matt. My pleasure. Back to Mr. Mom duties.
Okay. Yeah, actually, me too. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Kevin. You've been an absolute pleasure to work with, by the way. And you know, this phone call was no different. I love talking to you, and I love hanging out with you, and I love building the business together. It's been awesome. Now, since I've been back from Memphis and reflecting on how successful that trip was, and specifically how it positively impacted Kevin, I really noticed something. I saw my whole business and what I've created through the eyes of someone that has never seen anything like that before. And I saw, you know, my whole, and how far I've traveled is another part that really impacted me, was to watch through a novice's eyes, to kind of just ask a lot of questions that, to me, I take for granted. They're basic questions to me. And I realized that they're actually not so basic to a beginner. So I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about my teaching. And I learned a lot about how valuable that is to actually see something working. I mean, we can read all we want. We can listen to all we want. We can, you know, we can watch the videos. We can attend the seminars. We can practice, drill, and rehearse all we want. But until you actually see it on the court and you see it in action, I mean, it really opened up to, I think it opened Kevin's eyes up to, wow, this was, I think I can do this. It really gave him some confidence. And what confidence does is it produces activity, because as soon as he got back, his activity significantly increased and his results are increasing accordingly. But the confidence, it increases activity, the activity increases results, and the results produce success. And then that success elevates the confidence again, and back around you go, and that's how it works. So I just saw how that worked, that whole dynamic in play, and I got to see it right before my eyes, and it was just, it made me feel really good, and it was powerful too. It was really something amazing to watch. And so what I've done is I've decided to open things up and extend an invitation to all of you. You know, as business is picking up for me, and I'm back in investor mode, and I got the bug again for going back to work and building my portfolio, I'm just excited to do it. It, as opposed to, you know, what I've been doing, the teaching mode. I've primarily been in the teaching mode most of this year. You know, I've spent a lot of time building the Epic Pro Academy, and I'm very proud of it, but it's done. Okay? So now I help the Academy members through that occasionally when they contact me, and I do the coaching calls, but that part's done. So I'm excited to get back into the game again. And I'm going to be traveling a lot more to my markets and meeting with my team to discuss the past and discuss the present, discuss the future, and in the interest of constant and never ending improvement of our operations. And I was thinking, hey, if you want, why don't you join me? I'm going to extend that invitation to you. I mean, if you want to, of course, you know, and if we get enough people to go, I'll go ahead. I'll foot the bill for a tour bus and we'll tour properties and we'll look at the markets. We'll look at some befores and we'll look at some afters, and you know, you can meet my personal team and you can ask them a bunch of questions, and then we can all sit down together over your beverage of choice and we can talk shop. I mean, it's what I do when I'm there anyway, so why not you just, you know, come and sit down and join me, and I'll go ahead and I'll give you my undivided attention for an evening and answer any questions that you may have around your own investing, and I'll assist you in any way that I can. That just sounds fun to me. I'm going to, like I said, it's what I do there anyway. And if you want to join, you're more than welcome to. I mean, if that sounds fun to you, and if it's something that you'd be interested in doing, go to epicrealestatetour.com and let me know. Just let me know so I can be prepared. I mean, I'm not charging anything for this. I mean, you got to get there on your own dime. But if you get there, you know, you've got my undivided attention. And I've got two trips back to Memphis scheduled, and one in July and one in August. And if you want to meet me there, go ahead and just go to epicrealestatetour.com, express your interest, and then I or one of my people will be in touch to give you the dates and the details. And then we'll just take it from there. I have no idea what this is going to look like. This is just something that we thought of when we got back. We saw how it impacted Kevin, and you know, we certainly are here to impact lives. So if you want to attend and meet me there in Memphis in July or August, go to epicrealestatetour.com. And just let us know that you're interested. You're not committing to anything, and you're not going to be on any weird mailing list, or you're not buying anything. There's nothing for sale here. It's just let us know that you're interested so we know what we can put together and to what capacity. Maybe it's just a private, you know, couple people, and we're getting a rental car and we go around town and have lunch and talk real estate. Or maybe we get 20, 30, 40 people in a giant bus and we have a blast doing that too. Okay? So that's it. EpicRealEstateTour.com. So until next time, as a very wise person once said, coming together is a beginning, staying together is progress, and working together is success. And to your success, I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
Thank you for spending this time with Matt Theriault and the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. Real Estate Investing Podcast. When you have a moment, stop by iTunes to leave your comments and let us know what you think of the show. And if you haven't done so already, get started investing today by visiting freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. To access Matt's free course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. No money required. Until next time. To your success. To your success. To your success.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.